Hey, Fruities, we'd like to recommend a podcast we've been listening to called The Jordan Harbinger Show.
You might have already heard about the show because it's won a bunch of podcast awards that we don't know about and can't pronounce correctly.
But what got us rocking with Jordan's show is some of his recent guests who have been fascinating, like the conversation he had with former NBA player Dwayne Wade on life being bigger than basketball.
Or for true crime fans, hey!
Woo-woo!
Harbinger's compelling conversations with former KGB spy and author Jack Barsky. Or the fascinating interview with art forger Ken Perenyi.
Whoa. So the Jordan Harbinger show dives into the minds of fascinating people, from mobsters, spies, and hostage negotiators to political activists and government officials.
Jordan has a gift for getting his guests to reveal never-been-heard-before stories and insights so we can learn from their unique superpowers and experiences.
So go check it out. Search the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've become regular listeners and hope you enjoy it too.
I was untouchable. I was above the law. I was always bypassing customs and passport control. So a young person, it really feels good because I never liked rules.
How did you flip to eventually becoming full American? I know they tried to call you home. Can you take us through that?
They called me back as an emergency departure. They've done this in the past. They call back an agent, and as soon as they step on Soviet soil, they are jailed or even executed. I was stalling the Soviets, and then one day they send one of their resident agents, and he said to me, "You got to come home or else you're dead." It was a threat. I decided I would defy them and tell them that I'm not returning. I will not betray any secrets, and please give the money on my account to my German family.
Wow. And tell us how you got caught, because this story is just not complete until you, like you said, had to face your past.
I was stopped on the other side of a toll gate. It was a state trooper, just like to check your license and registration, and could you step out of the car? I step out of the car, still not having a clue what was going on. Out of the corner of my eye, somebody approaching me from the back. A fellow introduced himself. He says, "Joe Riley, FBI," and he showed me this badge. "We would like to talk with you." The first question I asked, "Am I under arrest?" And the answer was no. Then I said, "What took you so long?"